Well, as we've been discussing, the Paris terror attacks of the weekend happened to coincide basically with the arrival of the first Syrian refugee family to be granted safe haven here in Australia, the first of 12,000 Syrian refugees fleeing the civil war that Australia will settle over the next few months. But in the wake of the events in Paris, some politicians in this country are calling for a rethink. One of them is Independent Senator Jacqui Lambie. She's posed a question on her Facebook page. Should Australia still welcome Syrian refugees? It's been up for less than a day. It's already attracted more than 10,500 comments, both for and against. Senator Lambie joins us now. Jacqui Lambie, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning.
Putting this up here, you're drawing a link between what happened in Paris and the settlement of Syrian refugees. Why do you draw that link?
Look, I just think that Australia needs to have a better scrutiny and vetting of all refugees, including the proposed 12,000 from Syria. The refugee vetting process has not only failed in France, but also the other Western cultures, including Australia, including our own, and it must be fixed so our citizens' safety comes first. We must always put Australians first.
But why do you say the refugee vetting process has failed here? I mean, we have this process in place for the 13,500 arrivals anyway. We had the Minister, Social Services Minister on, Christian Porter, yesterday, going through how intense it is. Ponderous is one word used. Why do you say it's failed?
Well, it's quite obviously it is failing. That's why we're having attacks going on everywhere. And look,
but in Australia, why do you say it's failing?
Well, because first of all, I just want to get to the point: we should never discriminate on the basis of religion. Because I know people have been coming that, but we do have the right and duty to discriminate on the basis of whether prospective citizens will accept and uphold our democracy, culture, values, our constitution, the Australian laws. Therefore, a key test of whether people are worthy of our compassion and are suitable for Australian citizenship will be their opposition to Sharia or terrorist law, as we call it. So, and there should be no conditional explanations or apologies. Violence is violence, terrorism is terrorism, no ifs and buts. So the simple question is, do you or do you not support Sharia law in this country? And anyone supports or advocates for a law of the terrorists must be at the very least suspected of being at risk of radicalisation and synthetic to Islamic State terrorists.
So people need to know,
well, we need to ask the question, do you or do you not support Sharia law? You can't support both Sharia law and Australian law. Your allegiance is either to the terrorists and their law or Australian and our law, and that's exactly what needs to be asked.
Okay, but so what you're saying is that's the primary test for someone being brought in. Now, the truth is, if you're actually really trying to test and investigate people whether they are safe to resettle and welcome here in Australia, anyone can answer what they like to a question that's been asked. That's really hardly a rigorous test to start with.
Well, I think that question certainly needs to be asked. There's no doubt about that. No one's talked about putting security electronic bracelets on them or anything like that. Nobody's gone that far. I think it's about time we put our foot down here. And obviously because, and then you have the Grand Mufti out there the other day that hasn't directly condemned the attacks. I mean, he's not helping the situation either. So that's another problem that we have. So maybe the first person that should have an electronic device put on them is a bloody Grand Mufti.
Well, okay? I don't know that putting an electronic device on the Grand Mufti is going to achieve anything, but just to go back to the issue with refugees.
We'll be able to monitor what is going on and where they're going.
Okay, but in terms of the refugees, I mean, the point is we have a history of resettling, a very successful history of resettling refugees in this country. As far as I know, and I could be wrong here, but I don't know of links of people who've come in as refugees and then committed terrorist offences. Do you believe that that has happened? Or, I mean, I'm just not sure why you're saying we should stop people coming in, that our vetting processes have failed.
You are about to have an influx of 12,000 people from the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're very, very aware that there is a war going on over in the Middle East. I'm also very aware that the terrorists are now combining themselves in with the refugees. Okay, there's no debate on that. We already know these terrorists are infiltrating in with the refugees.
So far, we're only aware of one case where it looks like someone's come on a fake passport. That's all we're aware of so far, isn't it?
I think you will find that there is a lot more than that going on. So that is the problem that I have. And it's about time we got a lot tougher with this testing, especially with the 12,000 refugees coming in now. And we don't have to get a lot tougher with it.
Okay, but as you say, these people, their homes have been destroyed, their country's been bombed, they can't live in their home, in their country. What should happen
to
them?
Well, you know what, Fran, they can. Except we haven't tackled this very, very well. Why don't we have safe zones in Syria? They're talking about putting peacekeepers in. okay? If you why are these refugees fleeing? The worst thing that we can do is let the refugees flee from their country. That's why ISIS is winning the war just by doing that. Okay,
yeah, but that horse has bolted now. Already 5 or 6 million have left because there is not a safe zone.
No, that's right. So it's about trying to get back in there and do a safe zone. And I will stand by what I've been calling. There needs to be 150,000 Western troops on the ground. You're only going to do this by hitting them from the sea, from the air and from the land. And that's the only way they're going to regain their land back and their countries back.
Okay.
And that way we can resettle those refugees back in their home place.
Just finally, to go back to the comments on your homepage, a pretty intense response, 10,000 responses in less than a day. Let's just read a few of them. One says, no, Australia shouldn't take the refugees. If there are so many refugees, why aren't they fighting for their own country back? Another says, yes, accept the refugees. Jackie, don't become Pauline. Another says, can anyone explain why the rich Arab nations aren't taking any refugees? Now, there's thousands of them. I'm sure you've had a look at them. What stands out to you?
Well, why isn't Saudi Arabia taking a lot more refugees? Why aren't they doing that? So that would be the first thing that I would ask for. Why aren't we doing food drops or food bomb drops over there for the refugees to stop them from fleeing? All we're doing is we are feeding into ISIS hands because we're not over there stopping the refugees from fleeing in the first place and making sure that they can keep their homes safe.
Jackie
and
Lambie.
That's where we need to be targeting.
Senator Lambie, thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Jackie Lambie is an independent Tasmanian senator. It's 8:23.